and welcome to the Badass Breastfeeding Podcast. I'm Diane, your lactation consultant.
And I'm Abby, the Badass Breastfeeder. And today's episode is brought to you by Fairhaven Health. Fairhaven Health sells the wildly popular Milk Saver that has moms raving about how much milk they are collecting by simply collecting their leaking breast milk. And we'll hear more from Fairhaven Health later, but right now Diane has our review of the week.
I do, and it's by Dia Aguar. Again, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but she says, this podcast, website, Instagram has empowered me. I'm a second-time mom and first-time breastfeeding mama. I wish I had the strength to second-guess doctors and social norms enough to find the badass breastfeeder the first time, because that would have made the difference. I'm in so much appreciation and gratitude. Thank you for the knowledge and the community. I love it awesome. When mamas like... want, you know, like they weren't successful the first time around, or chose not to breastfeed the first time around or whatever, and then like go to it the second time and it's, you know, they've found their community, they've found the help, they've done all the things. And I just think that's amazingly powerful.
It is. And sometimes people are like, oh no, and I, you know, if only I had it the first time. It's like, well, you know, but now you have it.
Right. Let's not worry about the first time.
It's really, yeah, it's hard to kind of come to terms with the fact that maybe things didn't go the way you wanted to the first time because you didn't have the information, but you just didn't have the information.
Right. But we love to hear from you, so send us your reviews, put them on iTunes, because we want to make you review of the week. So, and we have a fantastically fantastic episode today, I think, because I don't know why we haven't done this in the past. Why haven't we done this?
I know. I don't know. I know people are, and there's so much terrible information out there, and people are constantly having questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
Pumping and dumping. When should you do it? After Never. You have a drink?
When do you do it? Never.
Never.
How do you do it? You don't.
End of episode.
I know. Move it on. It is like, I think the more I do this job, the longer I'm in this career path, the more hostile I get about pumping and dumping. Like, I just am so irritated by it. I'm so irritated by it.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And it's coming from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the, you know, you have to have a medical procedure. So then the doctor's like, make sure you pump and dump. I have a dentist appointment. I have to get a cavity filled to go make sure you pump and dump. Like, I've had a drink. Oh, just pump and dump.
Might have to take some medicine for a headache. You know, whatever.
It's all wrong.
It's all
there's
wrong.
Not even a, there's, like, not even any gray area. Like, it's just wrong, and it doesn't make any sense. And we'll talk about, like, the science behind it, too, why it doesn't work.
Oh, my God. What always gets me about it, too, is that people will come to me with, like, first of all, when I do prenatal breastfeeding classes, it never fails to come up. Never fails. So that is how alive and well this myth is.
Yeah.
But when people tell me, oh, I was told to pump and dump for X amount of days or X amount of hours, and I'm like, where did they get that number? Are we just making things up? Like, oh, yes. Pump and dump for 36 hours, and then you can go back to breastfeeding. Where did we get that number from? It doesn't even make any sense. If there was totally some logic behind the number, then fine. But there isn't. There is nothing. It is what people think should happen. It is not being based on any kind of science or evidence.
I think that the... especially when it comes from a medical professional, like regarding a medication or a, you know, a medical procedure or something that you're going through, I think it's just to cover their butts because they don't know. They don't know. They're not trained in lactation. We already know that. We've talked about that a lot on the podcast, that lactation is not a part of medical curriculum. So they just don't know. They don't know about breast milk and, you know, how it works and how it's made and how, you know, how it gets to the baby. And so they're just like, oh, it's just like a way of like covering their butt. Like, oh, you know, just pump and dump. Just because they just don't know. So it's just a thing to just throw out there as like extra layer. They think it's like some extra layer of protection against them or something.
But do they even realize what they're asking somebody to do?
No.
Like, come on.
But, Diane, it rhymes. So that must mean it's right.
It's a total Dr. Seuss thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like,
yes.
pump and dump.
Yeah, da, it da, rhymes. Da. If it rhymes and it has a cute saying behind it, then it must be true.
Oh my God. It is one of those things where when it comes up, like with the alcohol and stuff like that, I'm kind of, you know, I just roll my eyes or whatever. But when it's a situation where like a mom has to go in for a medical procedure or a surgery, I had this recently with a mama who had her gallbladder out. And when they say things like, oh, you have to pump and dump your milk, it's like, you're not giving her anything stronger than she would have had if she had a C-section. Exactly. Why are we, what is, and it's almost so dumb that I'm like, am I wrong? Am I wrong in my theory? Like, you know, it's one of those things that I'm like, I cannot, it is so simple to me that this can't be actually a question in mind.
Right.
Like, and I've actually, have them call up to the maternity floor and talk to somebody up there. They will tell you that it's the same medication that you would get if you had had a C-section.
Yeah.
And those women are breastfeeding. I don't understand what the problem is. And you don't have, you know, and this baby's like 2 months old or something, you know, like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I had like narcotics. I had the epidural. I had all this stuff. I was flying
morphine,
high.
Like,
yeah, I was flying high. And then I'm like, can I have a beer? Like,
dumping your milk out. Oh
yeah, pump
God.
And dump. Make sure you pump and dump because they don't want to pass any of that, you know, trace amounts of whatever.
And then you have people that say, but if I drink a beer, won't that increase my milk supply? That's what my doctor told me.
Uh-huh. Right, right. So, then it's like, wait a minute, what? So what which is it?
So you increase that milk supply so you can pump and dump it out, right? Like, is that what you're doing? Well, and of course, people, beer does not increase your milk supply. I'm just saying, yeah, like,
that's another episode. Yeah. We're doing that. Alcohol and milk supply. That's
we'll do that again. Up. Yeah, for sure. But it is like, it is such ridiculous, contradictory information.
It is. And no wonder everyone's confused. No wonder people are just like, oh my God, let me just pump and dump just to be safe. You know, I mean, I know. Like if you're so confused, you're like, I'm just going to do it just because I can't get a straight answer. And I'm scared not to because I don't know what's going to happen.
And we believe our doctors, right? We believe that what they're telling us is accurate and we don't want anything to happen to our baby.
Like, that's the bottom line,
right?
Is we're scared something's going to happen to our babies, which is why we're asking questions, which is why when people tell us to do things to keep the baby safe, we're like, oh, God, I'm totally going to do that. Absolutely. You know, this doctor must know.
Right. Right.
I mean, I did it. I'm not trying to slam anybody. Like, that's exactly how I lived my life until, until I got more information.
Right.
But here's why. Alcohol and these things are not stored in your breast milk. It's not stored in your breast. It's not like you're drinking alcohol and then your boobs are getting fuller and then you have like a Jack Daniels in your boob.
Wouldn't that be handy?
God. Yeah.
Having such a bad day and you just like
breastfeeding,
you know.
Would be so much more popular.
I know.
That's not how it works. When you drink alcohol, it is metabolized out of your breast milk just like it is out of your blood.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way for it to go away is to wait. When you pump that breast milk and you throw it away, it's still in your body.
Right.
There's no getting rid of it. You just wasted some milk. By the way, when you pump, if you've had a drink and you need to pump, don't throw it away.
No.
Save it. It's fine. It is totally fine. There is one reason I would say to pump and dump. Now, Diane's like, oh God, what?
I know. I'm like, what?
If you are engorged and you have no other option.
Oh yeah. Well.
If you're engorged and you're uncomfortable and you're, you know, you are like in a situation where you can't breastfeed your baby and you, I don't know, you're, you know, you have to get the milk out so that you're not, you know, uncomfortable and you're not getting clogged ducts and all this stuff. Hand express or pump a little bit. And if you don't have anywhere to go with it, it's okay to dump it out.
Right. I had a mom one time who told me that she was like out with friends or something and got so full and uncomfortable and didn't realize that was going to happen, or maybe didn't realize she was going to be out as long as she was. And she goes, I was like hand expressing into the sink of the bathroom where I was or whatever, you know? And it's like, obviously she didn't plan to do that and nobody wants to do that. But if you're in a situation, but for people who are like actively, okay, I'm going to sit here for days at a time to pump and dump your milk, to keep your milk supply up so that you can go back to breastfeeding at some point. Because of a medication?
Because you got a filling?
Like, come on.
No.
Come on.
Yeah. So that's the thing in with like anesthesia. When you're awake, I remember when somebody explained this to me like this. I was like, oh my God. You know, you're out, and then you wake up. Do you know why you're awake?
Because
the medication's gone.
Right. If you can hold the baby, you can breastfeed the baby if you're under anesthesia. There is no magical number of time.
No. If you're awake, grab your baby.
Yeah. It's fine.
And yeah, pumping and dumping is you're just wasting perfectly good milk. You're putting yourself and your baby through stress. Mm-hmm. You know, the baby's going to be way upset if you don't breastfeed him for like 2 days because of some medication or because of some, you know, because you went out. And it's just unnecessary stress.
It's totally unnecessary. It is totally unnecessary. Now, Kelly Mom says pumping and dumping does not increase the speed of alcohol leaving the milk. Because people also think that, too. Like, well, if I just pump and get the milk out of my body faster, it'll just like...
No, pumping does not make your liver work faster.
No, it doesn't do it. The CDC says, like you were just saying, alcohol level in milk is the same as in the blood. Pumping and dumping does not increase alcohol leaving the milk. Mm-mm. So science tells us that this is not accurate information.
Right.
So even if you don't want to, you know, even if your doctor says, well, Kelly Mom is just, you know, whatever, the CDC says it doesn't work. Don't do it.
Yeah. And the CDC will have all kinds of misinformation about breastfeeding, like at times.
Well,
you know, I wouldn't require that. I wouldn't like say that that's a reliable piece of a reliable resource for breastfeeding information. But even they,
right,
are even like, they don't do. Even they're like pumping, dumping. Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't work.
But sometimes I feel like if you need to like give some information to a medical provider,
exactly,
a source
well,
like the CDC is a good one
right,
for that.
Right, but exactly. Yeah,
it's not, and you know, so that's like alcohol, but like even medication. So with medications, and I've had to do this with moms before because they were told, okay, I, you know, the doctor gave me this medication. I, you know, I'm not supposed to be breastfeeding on it, blah, 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 blah. Medications are not a black and white situation. Medications are very dependent on the age of the baby, the dosage, the, you know, the amount of times you're taking it, how long you're taking it, the half-life. I have gone so far as to, like, you know, research what the half-life of this medication is so that the mother feels comfortable. And it was fine for her to breastfeed regardless, but in her mind, her doctor said not to do it.
Yeah.
So we looked at the half-life of the medication to find out when it had, the medication had actually been metabolized through her system, and that was when she was going to breastfeed. You know, like, there's so much information on this that I can't even believe why people are still actually doing it. You know, like, there's so much information out there on why you shouldn't and why it's not necessary.
Pumping and dumping?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's so many people out there, like, keeping it alive.
It's crazy.
I feel like this is one of the biggest myths that's, like, alive and well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the most, like, hopping, kicking, totally fine, like, definitely getting tons of airplay myth.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it should. Yeah. We do not want anybody to.
No. And you know, you can go on Google and you can be like, Google, like, reasons why to pump and dump. And you'll find tons of. Find tons of websites being like, don't do this. Pump and dump in this situation, this situation, this situation.
And I had sent you that one the other day. You know, I came across this blog when I was, you know, looking into stuff for this. And. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is, when I first saw the title of like when to pump and dump or whatever, I was hoping I would open it and be like, you should never pump and dump and this is why, blah, blah, blah. No, went into this whole tirade about like all the situations that you need to pump and dump your milk. And I'm like, this is crazy. And this is out there for people to read. And then you look at like, I'm looking at it like, who the hell wrote this? And it was not a lactation consultant. It was not reviewed by a lactation consultant. It was like, you know, like, this is not accurate information to be putting out to new mothers. It is not. It is not accurate. And it just puts that whole stigma of we have to follow rules. There's rules that need to be followed. And it's just like, this is, as primal as you can possibly get in 2020 or whatever the hell year we're in, 2019. We're going into 2020. But it is as primal as you can get. It's having a baby and raising a baby and breastfeeding. And, like, there should not be these rules.
Yeah. Here, let me read this. From this thing you sent me. It says, when to pump and dump. When you drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes or marijuana, take medications or use recreational drugs, potentially toxic substances enter your breast milk. The exact amount that goes into breast milk depends on several factors. Furthermore, although some substances are more toxic than others, in general, most drugs are potentially harmful to your baby. Okay, that's wrong.
That's very wrong. Most drugs actually are not harmful to your baby.
Right. I mean, we're going to talk about recreational drugs or marijuana or something. That's a different conversation, which is a conversation we will have. We're talking about alcohol, things that medications you might be prescribed, medical procedures, things that, you know, that where you're getting told by people to pump and dump your milk because this is going on. It's wrong. This is straight up wrong. And you can go, Dr. Hales, you can go, mm-hmm. He has information on pretty much every single prescription drug that you can just look right up and get the breastfeeding safety, you know, level, whatever. And like, all of them, pretty much all of them. Yeah, everything is in there. You can go to, I mean, Infant Risk Center. Mm-hmm. I'll put the link on here.
Lactmed
is that, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll put the links on the website on badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com where you can look up if you're interested in looking up your medication, you can look up all the medications right there. Your doctor will say, like, oh, you're taking this medication, well, you can't breastfeed with that. Go right to this website and I guarantee you'll find different information.
Did I ever tell you my story about when I worked in the hospital and the doctor told a mom to pump and dump?
No, and I think we should hear the story after a word from our sponsor.
Perfect.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fairhaven Health. The Milky's Milk Saver collects your leaking breast milk as you nurse or pump, allowing you to store extra breast milk effortlessly with each feeding. Simply slide the Milk Saver into your bra or tank on the non-nursing side. The Milk Saver collects the breast milk that is leaked when your breast milk lets down. Then simply transfer the milk into a storage bag. The Milk Saver holds a little over 2 ounces of breast milk. People are constantly shocked at how much milk they are leaking and we're losing to a breast pad. People are reporting that they are collecting several ounces a day and sometimes a whole day's worth of breast milk. It's common to think that you are just leaking a few drops, but when the leaking breast milk is actually collected throughout the day, it adds up to a lot of milk. It's comfortable, durable, and reusable, and has a protective lid that prevents spills. Check out the Milk Saver at fairhavenhealth.com. That is F-A-I-R-H-A-V-E-N health.com. And use promo code BADASS for 10% off your purchase. And this sponsor link and promo code can be found at badassbreastfeedingpodcast.com, along with all of our breastfeeding resources, all of our other episodes, and information about scheduling your lactation consultation with Diane.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So I'm working at the hospital as a lactation consultant, and I was working the evening. And I had this family, and, you know, it's like, what, day one or two postpartum, probably, max. You know, like, maybe not even day two yet. And, they were struggling a little bit with breastfeeding, not much. The baby was starting to do really well. But the mom was kind of like anxious and, you know, about it. But dad was trying to be really, really supportive. So I went to check on them before I was getting ready to leave. And like I said, this is evening. So it's probably like 9 or 10 at night. And the dad's like pacing outside the room. And I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, well, you know, my wife is having some breathing problems and they wanted to do, they want to do a CAT scan. And they told her that she has to pump and dump for 24 hours. We were just getting going and I'm afraid this is going to throw her off the rails and she's not going to want to breastfeed anymore. And I'm like, what? I go, that isn't even accurate. And he goes, it's not? And I said, no. So I went to the nurse and I said, this mom was ordered this test. And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, she doesn't have to pump. First of all, You have colostrum. Who's pumping and dumping colostrum?
Right.
Nobody is pumping and dumping colostrum. That's ridiculous. Like, you can't even get enough out with a pump to dump. Like, that's right. ridiculous to even say that to somebody. So I said, you know, this is not accurate. And she goes, all right, you can go tell the doctor then, because I don't know anything about this. And I was like, all right, great. So now I got to go toe-to-toe with some doctor about, you know, some tests that he ordered for this mother. So I called one of the other lactation consultants because I'm like, I want to make sure I'm right here. You know, I didn't want, you know. So she's like, yep, you're right, whatever. So I go over to the labor delivery side where the doctors hang out. And I was like, I found the doc and I'm like, you know, did you order this test for the mom in whatever room? And he was like, yeah. And I go, and she's having contrast dye, because that's what it was a contrast dye.
Oh, my God.
And he goes, yeah. And I said, she doesn't have to pump and dump. That's actually old information, and we know now that it's safe. And he goes, oh, okay, cool. Did you tell her? And I go, no, because I wanted to talk to you about it first. I wasn't going to go over your head with it. Okay, mm-hmm. Just tell her I was wrong, and it's fine. And it's like, and this doctor actually,
what
I do
a good
like
doctor.
A lot. I know, but it's like, it was so casual for him to almost completely screw this family up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, tell her I was wrong.
Oh,
just tell
whatever.
Her you were wrong. Like, if I wasn't here, that would have been it for them. That would have been
it. Yeah, and the other thing is, like, you're a lactation consultant working in that hospital. Like, it's easy enough for them to be like, oh, let me check with the lactation consultant.
Right.
Let me send her in. You know, to get her to, you know, this is the test we're ordering. Let me get the lactation consultant so you can work with her through this situation. And then he can just back off.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what they should be doing every single visit mm-hmm. for every family. I don't know about that. Let me get the we have a lactation consultant. I can't stand how many times there's actually a lactation, like there's not a lactation consultant in a lot of offices, but a lot of offices there are and they don't even talk to the person.
Right. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, they just, oh, no, that's not, you know, that's not okay. You can't do that. We're just going to do it. It's like, but you didn't even know. Like, and it was obvious that he did not know. And he was very willing to be like, oh, okay, I was wrong about that. That's fine. But it's like, you know what?
You go tell her.
Yeah. Like, this is important for somebody. And he was just like, oh, I was wrong. Did you even look? Like, did you even consider looking that up? Did it even cross your mind? To, like, look it up.
No, again, it rhymes. So people just think, well, it's super easy. Pump and dump. That's so easy to say. It must be easy to do. It's fun to say. Like you said, it's like kind of like Dr. Seuss. So it's just an easy thing to do. Except that it totally can ruin, I mean, not to put anybody's fear into anybody, but I mean, it can mess things up.
Yeah.
You know, when you're trying to get going like this person, it was like not even the first day.
It was ridiculous. It was the second day. Because you discharged after 2 days and she was still there. So it couldn't have been longer than 2 days.
Everything's going fine. You're working on getting this breastfeeding relationship going. And then you have to have some sort of simple or complicated whatever. Or you want to have a drink or you want to, you need a root canal or whatever. And then it's like, well, no, you have to pump it up for 72 hours. What? Like, that's like not just a, you know, it's not a simple, easy thing that you're telling people, and it's wrong.
It is wrong to do. Yeah. Like, I just, and then undoubtedly, when I tell a mom this is not necessary, she'll say, why did my doctor tell me that I had to do that then?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know.
They don't know.
Because they don't know. Yeah. And here in Rochester, where I am, you know, we've got this big hospital system conglomerate where there's like a breastfeeding trailblazer person from, you know, a zillion years ago. She's now like very elderly, but she sits on a lot of breastfeeding boards. But she has done a ton of things for breastfeeding, like worldwide, and written all the books and done all the things. And she had developed a long time ago a medication hotline for doctors to call. Doctors office,
nice.
You know, and it's like, this is, and we were part of that same hospital system. It's like, I don't understand why people don't use that service.
Just use it. Yeah.
If it's there.
Because, like, yeah, I know that there's no value placed on, You know, there's also the a couple years ago, I had Exley and he had whatever, he was sick, and they were going to give him some medication, and the doctor pulled out his phone because I was questioning the dosage because it was something that Exley had gone through before. And he said, like, here, give him this dose. And I was like, really? Because that's different from the last time. And he was like, well, he's older now. And I was like, oh. And he pulled out his phone and he looked. He went into this app, this like medication app, and weight and all that stuff. And he was like, yeah, right here. This is, you know, it's the correct dosage for his age and weight. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. He had it in his phone.
Yeah.
Like, there's an app for that.
Right.
And there's also an app, like you said, LactMed is an app.
Yeah.
It's an app on your phone, which you can get. All of you people out there can get this app and look up all of your medications. But doctors can get it too. And they can simply look things up.
Right.
Just like this doctor did for this other medication. But there's no value placed on breastfeeding.
It's really
not. It's just like, well, it's a thing that you can just either take it or leave it. You know, you're going to, it didn't work out. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. This is not, breastfeeding is not just this lifestyle choice that you either choose to do or not. It's a bodily function. And this is the medical professional's job, is to make sure that things are working.
Right. And it's a physiological pathway that you are on. Like, this is just
right,
ridiculous.
Exactly.
And the mental anguish that a mother will go through. For this.
Right. Yes.
Do I take this medication and then breastfeed like my lactation consultant says, or do I just not because they said it was going to harm my baby? And what do I do? I mean, yes, there are very, very, very specific situations. If your baby is like preemie and compromised and health problems and, you know, like that, maybe something we would have to look at something differently. But those are very specific situations that do not come up every day at all. Your average healthy baby mom is nursing. And a lot of times these situations, the baby is older and can metabolize a medication easier. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, there is so few medications that interfere with breastfeeding. So few that it blows people's mind.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, come on.
If you're in one of those really rare situations, and hopefully you have a lactation consultant working with you if you are, like, attempting to breastfeed a very premature or a sick baby. But if you don't and you're in that situation, definitely get one. That's a situation where there should be an individual lactation consultant as a part of the team that's helping you through this situation.
Absolutely.
And then that person will be able to say, you know, okay, this is an exception to the rule.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had people ask me about pumping and dumping with food.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Never do it. There's never
a
reason.
Can we pump and dump the calories from the, like, buckets of ice cream I ate yesterday?
I'd be pumping my little heart out.
then I would do it.
I would be totally into that. Like, God, get it out.
Be like, just kidding. Love your bodies and eat all the ice cream.
Oh, eat it all.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But so bottom line here, do not pump and dump. Do not need to pump and dump, and ask the questions. Ask the questions. If a doctor says to you, you need to pump and dump, I would say, why? I've even had people say that the person on the phone told them that, not even their doctor. It was like whoever was giving them the instructions on the phone of whatever test or whatever thing that they had to go do is what, because it was probably on the sheet in front of them.
Exactly.
That was done in 1995.
Just, right. Like, that you can barely read now because it's been photocopied like 50,000 times. Yeah, that's old.
Yeah.
It needs to be replaced.
Yeah. You need to ask, like, why do I need to do that? What could happen? How much medication are they giving me that? I'll always, like, moms, I've had some moms, and I love this. So keep this in mind, mamas, that will call me and say, I know I've got this test coming up, or I know I've got this procedure coming up next week. What should I expect with breastfeeding? And I will tell them, and I'll, like, find out what they're giving you and find out what the dosage is. And they're like, okay. And they come back to it, you know, like, and they are armed with the information that they need to go forward. And I love that. There's no harm in doing that. This is your body and this is your baby. Ask the questions.
Totally. Yeah. And these resources, the LactMed app and the website, the Infant Risk Center website. I'll put those on our website. But those are all for you to get your own information.
Oh my God, LactMed is great. It's great. Mm-hmm. So definitely get it.
And the Infant Resource Center, Infant Risk Center, has a hotline. Oh, you can just call. You can just call and be like, hey, I was given this medication. Can I breastfeed? And like a human being will talk to you. and be like, yeah.
Yeah, somebody who's trained. We'll talk to you. So, yeah. So don't pump and dump your milk. Go read a different Dr. Seuss book. And that's all we got for you on that subject. Yeah, that's it. See you later. Bye.